These four kids have more gadgets, toys, and clothes than they could ever wish for. But do they know where their stuff comes from, or how it's made, and what life is like for the workers who produce it? We've brought five kids to the other side of the world to find out. Can they swap places with the workers of Asia, sleep in their homes, report to real bosses, and when they see firsthand what genuine hardship is, will they think again about how easy they have it at home? They are fashion mad Millie, super confident Jonas, gadget girl Mia, principled Nathan, and have it all Emma. 7 a.m. in West Java, Indonesia. 7,000 miles away from the UK, and the streets are teeming with workers heading for factories, which make the clothes, gadgets, and toys that kids in the UK hanker after. And this morning, they've got five new recruits. Five pampered kids from the UK are about to find out what it's like to work for a living in the factories of Asia. The kids are off to one of Asia's most successful toy factories, Royal Pospita. 22,000 soft toys spill out of here every day, including famous brands such as Shaun the Sheep, Toys for IKEA, and Hello Kitty. Hitati Hitona is the managing director and owner of Royal Pospita. She has spent 20 years building up this global toy business. Her 1,600 workers make toys at the fastest of speeds and to the very highest standards, in temperatures which can reach 30 degrees. A starting wage here is £3 a day and rises as a worker moves to more skilled jobs. Hitati runs a tight ship. Her working conditions meet all international standards and workers only talk when necessary. Plus, there's a secret dress code.